This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Roller coaster, carnival, circus, no metaphor seems too outrageous to describe the torturous trail of California's recall election. The latest twist is that a federal appeals court has postponed the election because several counties plan to use the punch card ballots that became notorious in the presidential election nearly 3 years ago. The decision is sure to be appealed, perhaps to the U.S. Supreme Court. Governor Gray Davis and the three principal candidates running to replace him, should he be recalled, are wondering if their campaigns will need a major recalibration. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals set no new date for the election, but said it could coincide with the presidential primary set for next March. The court also stayed its decision for 7 days to allow for appeals. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, the man who financed the recall initiative, denounced the decision.
A panel of three liberal judges, all appointed by Democrats, are asking us to believe that the very voting systems that were used in the last election to elect Gray Davis aren't good enough for the election to remove Gray Davis.
The pro-recall committee called Rescue California said it will appeal the decision to the Supreme Court. The case before the appeals court was the last of a dozen legal attempts to derail the recall election. Governor Gray Davis himself had earlier gone into court to get the election delayed until March and had failed. The governor compared the recall to a roller coaster, but he didn't offer any opinion about the decision when he faced reporters yesterday.
Have we seen a few surprises in this election? I mean, the guy who put this on the ballot, Daryl Issa, somehow he doesn't run. Bill Simon doesn't run. Peter Uberoff doesn't run. Who knows how long McClintock will stay in. We've had a lot of courts say no. Now we have one court say yes. Let's wait till the courts reach a final determination. I am prepared to conduct this election whenever the courts tell me the election is going to occur.
Conventional wisdom has it that a delay would be good for the governor. He could use his bully pulpit to continue the battle against the recall, and the presidential primary in March is expected to bring large numbers of Democrats to the polls. But not everyone is convinced that a delay would be to the governor's advantage. Barbara O'Connor teaches communications at California State University at Sacramento.
I think this is Gray Davis's worst nightmare. He is just beginning to gather momentum. All the Democrats are out visiting. He had a very successful weekend with President Clinton. The LA Times poll shows that the momentum on the recall has stalled, and this couldn't have come at a worse time.
But Jack Pitney, who teaches government at Claremont McKenna College, says a longer election will cost more money, and that could favor Gray Davis, a world champion fundraiser, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, who can self-finance much of his campaign. But Pitney says Republican State Senator Tom McClintock and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, running to replace the governor, might run into money problems if the campaign is prolonged for another 6 months.
Big question mark is Cruz Bustamante. Can he still continue to raise money as the lieutenant governor with a governor who's going to be in office for several months to come? That's going to be a difficult bet for a lot of the interest groups here in California.
Bustamante has accused the governor of discouraging donations to his campaign. Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, who's seen a substantial gain in recent polling, was not pleased with the court's decision.
Well, this is an outrageous decision by an outrageous court, and I've got every confidence that it will be overturned. This is the most reversed court in the United States, for good reason.
Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger, in a statement, called upon California Secretary of State to immediately appeal this decision, quote, on behalf of the citizens who have exercised their constitutional right to recall Gray Davis and who expect an election on October 7th. The people have spoken, and their word should and will prevail. End quote. Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, the only Democrat on the ballot to replace Governor Gray Davis, made only a short statement saying, "We will continue our campaign until there is finality in the courts." John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.